This is Wolf's Campfire, and you're about to listen to I Had Laser Eye Surgery Last Week, Now I Wish I Hadn't, by Dismal Apparition. You can also check me out on YouTube at youtube.com/wolfscampfire. With that said, whether you're sitting around a campfire, on the night shift, or even laying in bed, let my voice soothe your nightmares. Mr. Martinez, you need to stay still. Nurse, get the anesthetic ready, the doctor shouted as he strapped my arms in place. Please, I changed my mind. Let me up. My entire body was trembling, my teeth chattering so hard, I thought I heard one crack. We've already pulled back the corneal flaps, Mr. Martinez. It's too late for that. Now, just take a deep breath from this mask and count down from... I was out cold before he finished the sentence. When I opened my eyes again, the world was a blur, as if I was viewing the room from a wet kaleidoscope.
Help! I can't see!
The IV was yanked from my arm as I stumbled out of the bed. I could feel warm drops of blood pouring onto the floor below me.
Please! Help me!
I slipped on the blood as I stood myself up, smacking my temple against some sort of bedside table as I fell. I laid on the floor, shuddering for several seconds, deafening ringing in my ears, before a petite shadow blurred into the room.
Joseph, are you okay?
A woman's voice asked as she guided me back into bed.
I can't see. I'm blind.
I sobbed.
Joseph, you're not blind.
She placed a reassuring hand on my shoulder.
It's just the after effect of the operation. It takes your eyes a while to readjust. Your vision should be back to normal by tomorrow.
Everything is just so blurry,
I cried.
I know. Here, close your eyes. I'm going to bandage them over with gauze. Sometimes it's better to see nothing at all.
She tightly wrapped the bandage around my eyes, turning the world a calming black.
Now, come on.
She rubbed my back.
The shuttle service is waiting to take you home. Is there someone you'd like me to call from your phone? You can't be alone until your vision comes back.
I didn't bring my phone. I wouldn't be able to use it anyway. My cousin is going to meet me there, though, so I should be fine. The shuttle ride was disorienting, to say the least. I felt like a dog in the back seat of an SUV, stumbling at every acceleration, stop, and turn. Hearing the driver place the vehicle into park was a relief. Out, he said.
I can't see anything. Can you help me to the door?
My job is to drop you off, not babysit you. Now, get out. I felt the heat of the exhaust as he peeled out, leaving me stranded in what I assumed was my driveway. I wobbled with my arms out ahead of me, trying to balance my way up the path. I had left the door unlocked for my cousin, so it opened with ease.
Daniel?
I called out as I entered.
I can't see shit. Are you here?
I heard the stairs softly creaking as I shut the door.
Seriously? I can't see anything. This isn't funny.
I blindly waded my way to the stairs, bumping into every piece of furniture on the way. I reached the top of the stairs several perilous moments later. I felt a hand grip to my shirt.
Where's the money?
The voice was not Daniel's, and I panicked. My body went limp, causing me to fall back down the stairs. The intruder chased down after me. He gripped me by the shirt again and held me against the wall.
Money, jewelry, guns, anything, where is it?
His hot cigarette breath invaded my nose and mouth.
Please, I just had eye surgery. I can't see.
I coughed, legs giving away beneath me. He violently ripped my gauze from my eyes. The sudden onslaught of light was as blinding as the darkness.
Well, shit! You really did have eye surgery, didn't you?
He laughed.
I'll tell you what, I'm feeling generous. Give me something as valuable as your life, and I'll take that instead.
His appearance was the faint shadow of a blurry outline. I couldn't even make out where his face began, let alone give a description.
I don't have anything, I squealed. I just have an old gaming system and $20 in my wallet. Take them. My legs flailed pathetically beneath me as he held me up against the wall. He sighed, the moist, stinking breath tickling my cheek. Guess I'll just have to have some fun to make this worthwhile. He punched me in the stomach and threw me to the floor before kneeling near my face. Eye surgery, eh? He opened my left eye with his fingers. Don't they have to cut little flaps in your eyeball to do that? I've always wondered what would happen if one of those things tore off. I kicked my legs in protest, smacking his hands away. Click. The unmistakable snap of a pocket knife froze me in place. Nuh-uh, you don't want to do that, he chuckled. If I slip, I might take the whole eye instead of just a flap. Tears fell freely as he held my eye open once more. I was never much of a fighter or a flighter, so I wept, resigned to my fate. The blurry outline of what must have been his right hand crept towards my face. Please! I mumbled as his filthy fingers penetrated my eyeball, sliding around in a circular motion. Ah, he proclaimed. I think I found it. I gripped the shaggy carpet beneath me, vomit brewing in my guts. What? Who the... The intruder released my cornea from his grip as I felt him get thrown across the room. Get off me! What the hell is this? He yelped. I could hear the clattering of pots and pans and assault in the kitchen, a hard thud, then scrambling out the back door. I lay motionless on the floor for a moment, my heart skipping in my chest, rolled over and rained puke upon the thrift store rug. Daniel? I sniffled. Is that you? A reluctant set of footprints eased towards me. Daniel, I know it's you. A relieved smile worked its way across my face. I'd recognize that dollar store body spray anywhere. I boosted myself up, wiping my hands in my pants. Can you help me to my room? I'm in so much pain and I can't see. Daniel said nothing as his dim shadow walked ahead of me, guiding me toward my room. I walked directly to my bed and collapsed on top of it. Thank you, Daniel. I wept. You saved my life. Tomorrow, I'm gonna take you to that pizza place. The one Grandma used to take us to as kids. She'd be so proud of us looking out for one another. Daniel stayed silent as I covered myself up, slowly drifting off to sleep. The doorbell was an abrupt wake-up call. I rolled out of bed, stretched my arms, and opened my eyes. Eureka! I could see, clearer than ever. I skipped down the stairs, elated with joy. Auntie, you look more beautiful than ever, I exclaimed as I opened the door. Come on in.
Joseph, I think you need to sit down.
Okay, sure, I laughed. Sorry for the mess. Somebody tried to break in yesterday.
Joseph,
my aunt sat on the couch opposite of me.
It's Daniel. He...
Daniel? He's the one who stopped the intruder. Can you believe it? I cheered. Daniel, come down. Your mom's here. A look of confusion washed over my aunt's face as her eyes welled.
It was an accident,
she sobbed.
He was hit by a drunk driver on his way to meet you here.
My vision was once again blurred, this time by tears.
The doctor said he was dead on arrival,
she mourned.
I made them show me, and I didn't believe it. Oh, God, his body. It was a mangled mess. I can't stop seeing it.
She collapsed on the floor in front of me, howling out in sorrow. I guess the nurse was right. Sometimes, it's better to see nothing at all.